Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Jack Moretti, who joins us now. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me on your show.
This is the one that a lot of eyes will be on. Tim Kennedy used to have this seat. He is now in the Congress. Jack, what made you want to run for state senate?
Well, Joe, I invested 35 years of my life with the New York State Police. I'm a lifelong resident of Lackawanna, New York. I love New York State. I love Western New York. I love everything about Western New York. I think it's one of the best kept secrets in the nation. There's good people here. There's affordable housing. Well, it's going up. But I was retired for four or five years, and I was approached by the Republican and Conservative Party. I had to think about this for about 2 weeks, and I can't sit back and do nothing. The direction of the state, the direction of the country, I believe is going in the wrong direction. I'm from Lackawanna. I grew up with a Democrat Central. Lackawanna, I grew up with the labor, the steel workers. My father had 8 boys and 2 girls in his family. They lived in Bethlehem Park. And the saying was, as long as there's smoke coming out of the stacks, there's food on the table. So I grew up with the old JFK Democrats. Labor, I support labor. Matter of fact, in my 35 years, I was 15 years trooper unit president. I was 18 years in the trooper union. I did an additional 5 years as a legislative liaison for retirees. I believe in the labor movement, but I also believe that the old JFK Democrats have lost they're not represented by the Democrat Party, as far as I'm concerned. It's more of a socialist, progressive, and I couldn't sit back. I've watched friends, family leave the state, run to Carolinas, run to Tennessee, run to Florida. I can't run away. I'm going to run for New York State Senate.
With your police background, lots to focus on just there with the issues on people's mind heading to the ballot box, starting with what we talked with Congressman Langworthy about, and that is the illegal immigration, especially here in New York. Just last week, a family of four murdered by someone who was here illegally. And if you did a background check, you see he was also wanted for murder outside the country. What do you think about the way New York's handling illegal immigration?
Well, let's go back 7 years. 2017, King Andrew Cuomo passed Executive Order 170 in September of 2017. And what was that order? That order basically made New York State a sanctuary state. I was still working, and I was the union rep, and I had to represent troopers. They were called on the carpet for why they contacted, or somebody contacted, U.S. Border Patrol or immigration, because at that time, once that bill was signed, it made it illegal. I mean, it's hard to comprehend this. It was illegal for a New York State trooper to call ICE or Border Patrol. And prior to that, if we stopped a vehicle on the thruway or on some back road and we had a nationals, whether they're from Mexico, Poland, German, wherever, we would call U.S. Border Patrol. They would come. They would pick up the individuals and they would take them out of the country. Once that bill was signed in 2017, I mean, just listen to this. It was illegal for a New York State trooper to cooperate with a federal agent. We became a sanctuary state 7 years ago. And I don't think too many people were paying attention. And now here we are 7 years later, 2024, and we're paying the price of what that did. Listen, I'm from Lackawanna. I'm all about immigrants. We all came from immigrants. Lackawanna is the case study of the melting pot that I learned about in seventh grade social studies. I went to school and played ball and played hockey with, you name every Eastern European country, African American. We had everybody in Lackawanna. Everything we did, we learned cultures. We learned how to cooperate with different people. Now, with this immigration, there's a reason we have immigration law. We can't handle 9-10 million people just walking across the border. And now we're paying the price of where they're being housed, where they're going to school. And you just saw what happened in Rondacoit. It's we've had, and this is the tip of the iceberg. I could give you names of victims of crime by illegal aliens. It's embarrassing for me as a law enforcement officer. I've got friends in Arizona. I've got friends in Washington State. There's a Washington State Patrol officer. His name was Chris Gadd, or isn't it? And he was killed sitting on the side of the road doing paperwork in his Washington State Patrol car by an illegal alien doing 107 miles an hour, drunk and high on marijuana. I can give you the names of Lake and Riley. Of all of these names, that one in particular, this co-ed who went for a jog and had basically her head crushed in, allegedly by this illegal alien, we had that individual in custody in New York State. It's embarrassing for me as a law enforcement officer to say I'm from New York now. It's just, the list goes on and on. And again, 7 years ago, this bill was passed. And now we're reaping what we sowed.
And, you know, you mentioned off air about in Manhattan, one of every five hotel is housing. I don't think people realize the extent of how many not only are in New York State, but are being housed by New York State.
I just saw on the television the other day, one out of every five hotel in Manhattan is now a shelter. New York City spent $5.5 billion last year on illegal aliens. In our budget, the New York State budget, $2.4 billion to be spent next year. And you know that's going to double. And according to, back to the New York City, 2 months ago, two New York City police officers were shot. One took a bullet to his soft body armor. Another took a bullet to his foot. The illegal alien, I believe, was from Venezuela. First of all, he got a hold of a gun. All these gun laws we have in New York State, he still was able to obtain a gun. So you can have all the gun laws you want. When you make guns illegal, only outlaws have guns. So now, if you're worried about where he's staying, he was living at the Courtyard Marriott at LaGuardia Airport. On your dime, on the taxpayer's dime, food, shelter, education, and also police protection at that shelter. $5.5 billion being spent by New York City on illegal aliens.
You mentioned Governor Cuomo and what he did 7 years ago. Obviously, we all know about Governor Cuomo and the bail reform that he passed while he was still governor. And so many years later, there's been attempts to reform the reform. But what do you think about the current state stats of bail in New York State, and where would you like to see it?
All right. First of all, there was a need for bail reform. There was an individual, young teenager, who was in jail, I believe, in New York City. He was in jail for 3 years because he stole a backpack. All right. That was not the police problem. That should have been taken care of by the courts. So there was a need for bail reform. And back again, 2019. We went around Western New York with several chiefs of police. We did press conferences, and we tried to educate the citizens of Western New York of what was coming. 2019. Okay, it got passed. It has been amended a few times, but it's still, again, bail is not punitive. It's to assure the reappearance in court. But now we have, in this day and age, we have the Kia boys stealing cars in downtown Buffalo, Allentown area. They can steal a car in the morning, steal a car in the afternoon, and steal a car in the evening. And, you know, Buffalo PD is doing their job the best they can, but if it's nice to sometimes have somebody in jail to get them off the street and wait for the court appearance.
So Is that something that you think, I mean, there was a push for it, and it seems like now, you know, there's not as much talk in Albany about it. Do you think that's something that you could get support from both sides of the political aisle?
I'm a big common sense individual. I think in my time with the PBA working in Albany, we've got police bills passed. We've worked with both sides of the aisle. You have to work with both sides of the aisle. It's compromise, it's sacrifice, it's negotiation. I think again, it's been amended a few times. They're trying to give the judges a little more leniency, or I should more power to decide who should be retained in a lockup until court. It's not there yet, but I'd be, again, common sense. I'd be more than willing to work with both sides of the aisle. I've done that in my time with the PBA, with the union. Let's get back to common sense on bail.
Now, you mentioned people leaving New York State, and you know Governor Cuomo said it was because of the weather, but we know that's not true. We actually talked to the people who are leaving New York State, and there's a few issues, but you know taxes seems to be the one. And last year, New York State passed the second largest budget, bigger than Texas and Florida combined. How do you view that, and how do you start cutting down this bloated budget that seems to get bigger every year in New York State?
I think we need to have some accountability. I think we have to have the Senate and the Assembly and look as an oversight. For instance, we're going to spend $1 billion to cover three-quarters of the Kensington Expressway. That's three-quarters of a mile, $1 billion. People hear a number. $100 million is one-tenth of $1 billion. You can build a Taj Mahal Community Center or Senior Center on the east side of Buffalo for $25 million. We could build 40 of those. Or how about a few state police satellites in the east side? How about some more playgrounds? How about put that money into education? We don't have enough teachers in the public system. We have too many students. Classes go from 15 to 33, 32 students in public schools. $1 billion. Again, we need to have an oversight. The Kensington part, for example, part of the reason they want to cover it is the exhaust fumes of the vehicles. I graduated from the University of Buffalo School of Architecture. They did a study on the tunnel that will be there. The fumes at the end of this tunnel will be 138 times worse than the fumes now, no matter what kind of ventilation system you put in. So we're going to spend $1 billion to cover three-quarters of a mile of the Kensington and bring the neighborhood back together, apparently. Do they really want it there? I plan on going over there and talking, and I've talked with a few already who say, hey, you know what, that money could be spent in a better way. And I agree. $1 billion, to me, it's not common sense.
And talking about that, what did you think about the governor? She came to town and she said, well, if you don't want this, you won't get the $1 billion. It's either the cover on the 33 or the $1 billion goes somewhere else. She's from Buffalo.
She claims she's always touting that she's from Western New York. But I've watched her and I've watched what she pushes. And she's controlled by the progressive liberals of downstate New York. I don't understand how there's $1 billion that will all of a sudden disappear. How about this? How about spend some of that money on veterans? You know, we have 22 veterans a day take their own lives. How about some mental health for veterans? We've got a VA hospital. I walked with their nurses a couple of weeks ago on their sidewalk. They're shorthanded. They're not getting the pay they should get. Well, how about some of that $1 billion, Kathy? Can we send it to the Veterans Administration? We only spend $27 million on veterans in New York State. $27 million. And we're going to spend $2.4 billion on illegal aliens? I can think of a lot of ways we can spend $1 billion.
And, you know, going to taxes, obviously taxes in New York State are high. You know, people talk about the cost of living, but I don't think anywhere in the United States right now the cost of living is too good, especially at grocery stores. But the higher taxes, and, you know, I always say, look at just, I feel, the meaningless jobs throughout throughout New York State, governmental jobs, and people continue to get paid. We have less people living here, but our budget continues to go up and taxes continue to go up. What is the, I'm sure there's not an all-in-one, what's the word I'm looking for? An all-in-one solution to the tax issue. But how do we start to bring these taxes down and make New York a more livable place and maybe start making it more inviting for people to come back?
I don't know if I said it earlier, but we lead the country in taxes on income tax, property tax, sales tax, every excise tax. And we just have to reevaluate every place we spend money. And again, I'm all about government employees. I'm a union guy. I will stand by any union in this state. But do we have to look at this frivolous spending or the bureaucracy, and maybe some of these administrators, some of the administrators need to be trimmed and look at the spending. I don't know if there's one big solution, but we have to take a microscope and look at every place we spend money. And is there a way to keep New York citizens in New York? Again, they're leaving. We lost 500,000 people last year, 500,000 young, old retirees, young people, students. You know, we watch the Bills games when they play out of town. There's Bills Mafia in every major city because we have people who have left this area and have gone because they don't want to pay the taxes. You want to build a nice home in Western New York? The taxes, the property taxes, keep on going up and up and up. And again, like you said, how do we make it more inviting for people to stay here? Everything we do has to be looked at under a microscope, and where can we cut corners and give better service to our citizens?
Yeah, you should see our listenership on the Odyssey app, how much of it is out of state and then Florida. You know, I got to ask you, you continued saying, you know, talking about how you're a union guy. You talked about growing up, JFK, Democrat, labor. Do you think we are seeing a shift with the political parties in America?
I've been doing a lot of walking in Cheektowaga, Depew, Lackawanna, meeting a lot of citizens face to face. And I'll tell you right now, I've met a lot of Democrats who are on board with everything I say. And again, it comes back to common sense. Let's do what's right for everybody. Let's have conversations. Let's talk about how we make it a better life in New York State, a better life in Western New York.
Any chance we see a debate between you and your opponent?
I'm open for a debate anywhere, anytime.
All right. Jack, before I let you go, I always ask this when we're doing campaign. Anything you wanted to address that I didn't get to, and I will give your opponent the exact same chance at the end of her interview.
I think we have to take care of our veterans. I think we have to take care of our senior citizens. I was retired for 5 years. My pension stays level, and the inflation just keeps going up and up. Everything you touch, everything we see, grocery stores, everything in your home comes by truck, energy. We didn't touch on that, but Western New York, we cannot. I'm all for the environment. I hunt, I fish, but we can't just all of a sudden get rid of natural gas, petroleum. We have to do that slowly. That last snowstorm, you know, we had 47 souls that we lost. Can you imagine if we didn't have gas in some of those houses for the stoves to heat some of those individuals? Who knows what that number would have been? So I think we have to look at everything, veterans, senior citizens, our education, our energy in New York State and what we're doing and where we're headed. I was retired for 5 years. I just want to I have to step in and try to bring this back to an area where people want to stay.
He is Jack Moretti. He will be on the ballot November 5th, New York State Senate 63. It's him and April Baskin. We hope to have April on. She has been invited. But, Jack, we appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time, and go Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your
your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.